Brother Terry Drover from the Grand Prairie College Park congregation will consider the final part of this symposium. Anticipate future kingdom blessings, ability to praise Jehovah perfectly.
All of us here in this auditorium yearn for the time when we can praise Jehovah perfectly. You know, in all recorded history, we go back over all of the years, there's only one person that could ever be said about. Jesus Christ himself said, "I always do the things pleasing to him." We would love to be able to say the same. But for us, presently, we desire very much to praise Jehovah in the way that he should be praised. Now, we know that Jehovah is worthy. Why, the scripture says in Revelation 4:11, "You are worthy, Jehovah our God, because." There's many reasons why Jehovah is worthy to be praised. Yet, having said that, we're very pleased that Jehovah is able to look at all of us, his faithful servants, and he can view us as blameless and accept our worship. Think for a moment of Noah and Job. The Bible says that they were blameless, they were faultless, but they were imperfect like us. So in the limits that humankind has today, they measured up to Jehovah's requirements of what he wanted, as we are trying to do. So Jehovah looks at us as humans with this point of view. Let's go in the scriptures to Psalm 130. Let's look at verses 3 and 4. In Psalm 130, in verse 3, it says, "If errors were what you watch, O Jah, then who, O Jehovah, could stand? For with you there is true forgiveness, so that you may be held in awe." So Jehovah looks at us, and he sees beyond our faults, our imperfections. Jehovah sees our potential. He mercifully forgives our sins. Now, we look forward to the time when we can be perfect, when we can do exactly what Jehovah wants. When might you meditate on that future blessing? Note how one brother takes the opportunity to do so before going to bed. He gives thought to what he's going to say to Jehovah in prayer.
"That's sure a nice article, but I'm tired. It's time for bed. I should really give thought, though, to my prayer before I go to sleep. This article, it's got so many good points, things that I need to work on. I could really use Jehovah's help. It's such a struggle. What a wonderful time it'll be when I can give Jehovah what he deserves, worship untainted by imperfection. A time when I can bring all my thoughts into captivity, make them obedient to Christ. Better yet, not only my thoughts, but everybody's thoughts will be inclined to think on what's good instead of what's bad. But for now, the struggle, it continues. Sometimes I feel like the Apostle Paul. He said, 'When I wish to do what's right, what is bad is present with me.' I can sure relate to that. I want to do what's right. I try. But sometimes I just don't succeed. That struggle will be gone when we're able to serve Jehovah perfectly. I'm not going to allow anything to prevent me from that future kingdom blessing. Even though I might stumble, I might fall, with Jehovah's help, I'm not going to stay down. I have to do like it says in Proverbs 24 and 16, and get up. And I'm going to continue to keep getting up until the time comes when I won't fall anymore. I want to thank Jehovah for that wonderful time ahead. I'm definitely going to include that in my prayer tonight.
Imagine for a moment all of those in heaven, all of the angels, perfectly praising Jehovah. But note an additional thought when we go to the book of Revelation. In Revelation chapter 5 and verse 13, notice that more are included. In Revelation 5:13, "And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and underneath the earth and on the sea and all the things in them saying, to the one sitting on the throne and to the Lamb be the blessing and the honor and the glory and the might forever and ever." Notice that not just every creature in heaven, but every single living human on the earth being able to praise Jehovah perfectly. We sometimes think in terms of our conventions and the singing and the praise that goes up to Jehovah with some of our songs. Notice how loud we want to sing. Imagine in the new world when we are able to sing Jehovah's praises so loud and so clear. Well, we need to picture ourselves in that scene. Can you see yourself as a singer singing Jehovah's praise in the new world? Every single soul will be praising Jehovah. Now, in our meeting this morning, we have discussed future kingdom blessings. We've talked about 8 of them. How real are those blessings to you? Anticipating the fulfillment of those wonderful times that Jehovah has promised is able to fill our hearts with joy and determination to do whatever Jehovah asks, no matter what trials may come our way. You may think of the scripture, we won't look it up, but in 2 Corinthians 4:16 and 18, Paul said, "Therefore we do not give up. But even if the man we are on the outside is wasting away, certainly the man we are on the inside is being renewed from day to day." Verse 18, "While we keep our eyes not on the things seen, but on the things unseen. For the things seen are temporary, but the things unseen are everlasting." So in our minds, we need to keep a clear focus. We need to anticipate future kingdom blessings that Jehovah has promised us. Now, you may have noticed that in each of the demonstrations that we had, it highlighted when we might reflect on future kingdom blessings. For example, the first talk, it showed a family in the early morning while discussing the day's text, anticipating a world without Satan. The second showed our sisters in midday field service. They're reflecting on a time when there wouldn't be any language barriers. The third, it was family worship evening. And they were reflecting, if you remember, on the blessings of perfect health. Then the fourth, we had an elder and a youth. After a congregation meeting, they were discussing when there would be peace with the animals. The fifth, we had young ones at a social gathering discussing what they looked forward to in the paradise earth. Maybe that's something you could try at your next gathering. You may find it to be a lot more enjoyable and fun than you even think. On the sixth, We had a shepherding call, two elders. They're talking with a sister about being guided by the new scrolls. And what about the seventh talk? Talking about that wonderful joy of welcoming loved ones back from the dead. And in this final talk, we saw a brother who was getting ready to go to bed. And before he says his prayer, he's even thinking about future kingdom blessings. The point is that anytime, anywhere, under any circumstances, we can seize the opportunity to rejoice in the hope of future kingdom blessings. When we think about those, it is not just wishful thinking. It is not a possibility or a probability. It is a guaranteed reality by Jehovah God Himself. They're founded on His sure promises. They are part of the wonderful inheritance that can come to us if we keep seeking first the kingdom.
We thoroughly enjoyed those appealing talks and thought-provoking demonstrations.